We are up to Simen Chaf Ches in Hilchis Tefillin. This is the halachas of removing one's tefillin. There are three sifim in it. We will be doing the entire Simen Chaf Ches. So Sif Aleph. Chayiv Odom L'mashmesh B'tefillin B'chol Shah. A person is supposed to touch his tefillin all the time, the Mechaber says. Shalo Yisiach Dato Mehem. In order that he does not take his mind off the tefillin. Now, first of all, the Mishnah Berurah says that Kol Shah means whenever you remember the tefillin, touch them. This will make an impression on you, and you will not forget the fact that you were wearing tefillin. Also, he says the advantage to touching them is that you will feel that they haven't moved out of place. But during davening, the Mishnah Berurah says that you should not do this. During davening, there's no need for this. This is only when one is not davening. Further, the Mechaber says, V'yamashmesh b'shalyat techila. This is a halacha from the Gemara that you should be touching the shel yad first, that before you touch the shel rosh, first touch the shel yad. The reason is ein mavir in ala mitzvahs, because your hand would first pass over the shel yad in order to get to the shel rosh. Similarly, the Mishnah Berurah says that if you touched your tefillin and realize that they got moved out of place, so you'll have to push them back into position. If you know that both your shel yad as well as the shel rosh are out of place, you make sure to put the shel yad in place and then the shel rosh. Further, the Mechaber says, "Ukashiyomer v'hoyu l'totofos b'nei necho yimash v'kashiyomer k'shartem liel sal yadech yimash mish b'shal yad k'shiyomer v'hoyu l'totofos b'nei necho yimash mish b'shal rosh." In Krishma, when you mention the tefillin shal yad and shal rosh, you should actually touch them then, and again, you touch first the shal yad and then the shal rosh. Siv beis, tefillin shal rosh cholitz tchila. Which tefillin do you remove first? Your tefillin shal rosh. Mishum dechsiv v'hayula totofos b'nei necha, kol zman she'b'nei necha yiyu shtayim. That the tefillin, Lashon Rabim, both tefillin, shal yad and shal rosh, should be there when you have tefillin between your eyes. In other words, the shal rosh should always be there as the second one. You should not be wearing one alone. So we already learned that that is not ma'akev. However, when you have a choice, such as when you're removing your tefillin all the time, you should first remove the shal rosh and then remove the shal yad. Furthermore, the Mechaber says, "Tzorich shlachlos tefillin shel rosh mu'umad." You should take the tefillin shel rosh off standing. Now, the Mechaber shita is that you put on the tefillin shel rosh while you're standing, but the shel yad not necessarily so. The shel yad, according to the Mechaber, one could put on sitting down. Therefore, according to the Mechaber, one could remove it sitting down as well. Unlike the shel rosh, which one must be standing when he removes it. The Ramah actually had us put on our shel yad and our shel rosh standing. Therefore, we would remove both the shel yad as well as the shel rosh standing. V'yaniach b'tik shel rosh v'olav shel yad k'day k'sheyavo lahanicham yifka b'shel yad tchila. The Mechaber says that you should put away your tefillin in a way that as soon as you reach into the tefillin bag, you will find the shel yad before the shel rosh. You'll put that on first without being maver al ha-mitzvahs. So what exactly, how exactly are you supposed to do this? So in practice, first of all, the Mishnah Berurah says that there are chachamim that are noheg, that they will always take off their tefillin with their left hand or an iter yad with the right hand to show that it is difficult to part with the tefillin. You're not putting your best hand forward when you're removing your tefillin. You dafka should use your left hand. Next, what you do is you take off the tefillin and you put the tefillin shel rosh in the bag or in the holder of the tefillin shel rosh before removing the tefillin shel yad. This way you're sure that you'll eventually take out the tefillin shel yad first. So you put away the shel rosh, put it where it belongs, then put away the shel yad. Then you either have the shel yad on top of the shel rosh, or you have the shel yad forward in front of the shel rosh. So the Mishnah Berurah says that the Magen Avraham says that they should really not be one on top of the other. They should really be side by side, in which case you make sure that the shel yad is sticking out a little more. The Shulchan Shlomo says to put them on the right side, to put the shel yad on the right side, whereas some are knowing that they have them in separate holders. And what we do is we actually have separate holders and then we put the two of them in one bag together. Even though they're in separate holders, there's a halacha of emavir and ala mitzvahs. In other words, let nobody think that if you put them in holders, then even if you get to the shel rosh first, you can put on the shel yad. and without being called an overall mitzvahs because it's closed up in its box. No, even if they're in separate holders, the halacha is if you've come to the shel rosh first, you're being mavra al mitzvahs by putting on the shel yad before it, which you're going to have to do. You don't have a choice. So the halacha, what we do is we put them in separate holders and put that in bags and make sure that even if you don't have the shel yad on top or you don't have it on the right side, that at least the shel yad should be sticking out so that when you open your tefillin bag, the first thing you're going to hit would be your tefillin shel yad. Also, you should clearly mark the holders of the shel yad and the shel rosh, so that what we call batin, the holders of the tefillin themselves, they should be clearly marked which is meant for the shel yad and which one is meant for the shel rosh. Gimel, minak hachamim lenashek hatefillin b'shas hanachosun v'shas chalitzason. It is the minak of hachamim that one kisses his tefillin when he puts them on and again when he takes them off and puts them away. The Mishnah Berurah says that when you wind up your tefillin, you should not be putting the ritzuas on top of the ktsitsa, but you should put it on top of the titura, meaning on the base of the tefillin and not over the tefillin themselves. He also says that there's an inyan of winding it on the two sides to make it look like wings, as kanfei yonah, that the tefillin are referred to as kanfei yonah. If you have a bias that the tefillin is sitting in, then you go and wind it on the two sides of the bias. Now the next thing is, you never hold the tefillin by the ritzuis and allow the tefillin to hang. That is considered a bizoyan. You hold the tefillin and let the ritzuis hang, not the other way, or not the other way around. And one last thing, the Mishnah Berurah says that the holder of the tefillin, the tefillin bag itself, should not be made of shatnez. It should not be made of kelayim.